Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. Only 5 weeks remain in Season 2, and we have another giveaway coming up.
Make sure you listen to all the episodes coming up so you know how to win some cool stuff.
In Episode 30, we learned about bugs. And in that episode, we discussed lots of different bugs and insects. But there is one insect that truly deserves its own episode.
This week we are getting curious about bees. So this episode is going to be unbelievable.
Bees are super important, so let's find out why. But before we do, what's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, do bees die after they sting you?
Okay, bees are flying insects. They are close relatives of wasps and ants. They can be found on every continent except Antarctica.
Bees come in lots of different sizes.
The smallest bees are stingless bees that are less than 2 millimeters long. That's about 8/100ths of an inch. The largest bees are leafcutter bees, and they can be up to 39 millimeters long, which is more than an inch and a half. That means that leafcutter bees are about 20 times bigger than the tiny stingless bees.
The bee feeds on nectar and pollen.
They use nectar for energy and pollen for protein and nutrition.
Bees are pollinators. That's what makes them really important.
About 1/3 of the food we eat exists as a result of bee pollination. Here's how pollination works. A bee goes to one flower to collect nectar. Pollen from that flower sticks to the body of the bee. The bee then flies away from that flower, but the pollen is still stuck to its body. The bee then lands on another flower of the same type as the first and leaves the pollen from the first flower in flower number 2.
Bees move around so much so they can pollinate.
A worker bee usually lives for less than 8 weeks, but will travel the equivalent distance of about 1.5 times the circumference of the earth. That's a lot of traveling.
What do you mean by worker bee? Do bees go to work like you and mommy?
Well, not quite like me and mommy, but yes. They work very hard, much harder than me and mommy do. There are 3 types of bees.
There is the queen bee, the worker bees, and the drone bees.
Okay, let's discuss the worker bee first. Worker bees are all female, and they are also sterile, which means that they can't have babies. Worker bees' only purpose is to work.
The jobs they do change as they get old.
Their first job is housekeeping. They clean the cells of the honeycomb. Then they do the job of removing dead and sick bees from the beehive. Their next job is babysitting and nursing the larva that will become bees. They check on the larva over 1,000 times a day and feed them about 10,000 times in their final days before becoming a bee. As they get older, their next job becomes collecting nectar for the hive. A small number of worker bees will become guards for the hive. Their job is to protect the hive from any potential threats. Finally, the worker bees become field bees. As a field bee, they collect nectar and pollen and leave the hive for the first time.
Being the worker bee sounds like a lot of hard work.
It is. They definitely earn their title as worker bees.
Do drone bees work as hard as worker bees?
Not at all. Drone bees are all male bees, and they have only one purpose. Their only purpose is to have babies with the queen bee. The queen will only select 6 to 8 drones to have babies with. The other drones are usually kicked out of the hive by the worker bees because they are seen as worthless. Even the 6 to 8 drones that are selected to have babies with the queen bee don't have it that good. After they perform their only meaningful task, they usually die quickly or are kicked out of the hive. That's a tough life. You can usually identify them in a hive because they are much larger than the worker bees.
Worker and drone bees have a hard life. What does the queen bee do?
There is only one queen bee in each hive. The queen bee also has one meaningful purpose. Her only job is to lay eggs. Lots and lots of eggs. She is the largest bee in the hive, and she will lay about 2,000 eggs per day on the days she lays eggs.
The queen bee gets to decide if she wants male or female eggs.
This part is really cool. Drones are raised in larger cells than the smaller worker bees, and the queen bee is able to decide whether she is going to lay male drone eggs or female worker eggs. She will make her decision based on the needs of her hive.
That is really interesting. It's the bee's knees.
The term bee's knees is usually used to describe something that's awesome. But guess what? Bees don't have knees. Their legs have joints, but no knees.
Do honeybees sleep?
They don't sleep. They don't move either, so that they can conserve energy for the next day, but they definitely don't sleep.
Is honey really important in our diets?
Honey is very unique. First of all, honeybees are the only insect that make food that is consumed by humans. Americans consume an average of 1.33 pounds of honey each year. Honey is very sweet, 25% sweeter than table sugar. Honey that is stored in a sealed container will remain fresh for a very long time, maybe even hundreds of years. Honey is the only food that has all of the necessary nutrients we need to live.
Does the word honeymoon have anything to do with honey?
It actually does. So, a honeymoon is a vacation taken by a newly married couple shortly after their wedding. There is an ancient tradition of giving a newlywed couple a month's supply of mead to ensure happiness and fertility. Well, mead is a drink made from fermented honey. It's the world's oldest fermented beverage.
How do bees make honey?
I'm not sure you're going to like to know. First, the bee eats nectar. So far, so good. Then they regurgitate that digested nectar into honeycomb.
What in the world is regurgitate?
Regurgitate? Okay, get ready. Regurgitate is vomit. So let's recap. The bee eats nectar. Then the bee throws up the nectar it ate. Finally, the bee fans the vomit with its wings. Now you have honey. It's pretty much the digested nectar vomit of many, many bees. Enjoy!
Are there any other strange bee facts?
Sure. Bees have 5 eyes. The 2 large ones and 3 simple ones. I know you may not be interested in eating honey after what I just told you, but trust me, it's delicious. It can also heal. Honey can clean a wound and is sometimes used for dressing wounds. Bees can recognize human faces. Bees are interesting and unique in so many ways. Okay, how about we answer the question of the week? Do bees die after they sting you?
Not always. Only honeybees die after they sting you.
That's because they leave behind a part of their body that they need to live when they sting you. Other bees, like bumblebees or carpenter bees, do not die after stinging. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode on bees, number 47.
Great job, Olivia. Do you follow us on social media? You should be. We post lots of great content on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Following us on social media is also going to be important for participating in our Season 2 giveaway. If you love our show, you can really assist us by subscribing, sharing our podcast with your friends, and by leaving us a review. Join us next Sunday as we get curious about a new topic. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.